This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today, and it's about 4 minutes past the bottom of the hour. My next guest is from the Juno Police Department for our monthly update. Welcome, Lieutenant Scott Erickson.
Hello. Thank you.
Thanks for coming down to the station today, sir. What's going on?
Well, we were going to talk about a couple of things. On May 14th at Douglas Cafe, we have a coffee with the cop. I think you were telling me about it earlier, too.
Yeah.
What time did you say?
It looks like 2 p.m. at the Douglas Cafe. Do you ever go to those?
I do.
Yeah, what are those like?
They're a lot of fun. You get an opportunity to sit around, talk to the community. The community gets a chance to talk to us, communicate and kind of talk about different things. Could be anything from problems in your neighborhood to, you know, hey, how's the weather? What do you think about the fishing this year? Pretty much anything.
And it seems like maybe that's a focus of the police departments these days, are neighborhood policing. Is that how you put it?
Yeah, we call it neighborhood policing. Our mission statement says that we have a partnership with the city of Juneau. So the people of Juneau is part of that partnership. And it takes all of us. You can't just have the police do stuff. The community has to get involved. And so we try to build those partnerships with our community partners. And that includes everybody here in Juneau.
And it looks like Sergeant Phelps' team will be at the Douglas Cafe on that May 14th.
Yes, they will. I think that is their geographic area that they're assigned. And they focus on all those problems in that general area. And sometimes not problems, just family get-togethers and friends and fun stuff.
So maybe if somebody has issues with, say, late-night partying at Sandy Beach, that might be a good...
Yep. They can send an email. There's a geographic place on our website where you can go and find out your general area where you're at and if you have complaints. Obviously, if it's a late-night party, you want to just call dispatch and let them know. But if it's something else that you want to talk to your geographic officers about, you can certainly send them an email.
Okay. And it looks like some testing coming up as well.
Yep. in May, on the 22nd, we're going to have a 22nd and 23rd, we're going to have a test prep Wednesday, May 22nd from 6 p.m. until it ends. There'll be a kind of more of a classroom session where you meet with a couple of folks from the department. They'll explain the testing process and what it means to be a police officer and kind of get some feedback and information. The 23rd on Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Diamond Fieldhouse, they're going to do a actual physical agility test. So you can come out, test, see how that goes, take a practice test. If your scores are good, they're going to keep those scores. So if you decide you want to test, which is our next testing date, June 19th through the 21st, if you want to test on those days, you'll already have taken your physical agility on the 23rd, and you'll have an opportunity to use those scores to move you forward and hopefully becoming a professional police officer.
Okay. And you were telling me you were just training down in Texas. And
yes.
It seems like a nationwide trend that recruitment is a focus right now for police departments. Any ideas what you guys came up with? What are some of the challenges departments are facing these days?
I think a lot of it is, well, there's a lot of national media attention, obviously, on how officers interact with their communities. I think a small portion, a lot of what we focused on was a concept called social distance. People have a little bit of a distance between police officers and the community, which is why we do Coffee with a Cop and we do other programs so that we can try to connect to people and have them recognize that, you know, cops are humans too, and we have to have that human connection as well. So by creating a bridge over that social distance is one of those things. I think there's a lot of changes in generational things and how people view law enforcement as well. There's a multitude of reasons. Some have claimed to pay and all kinds of other things. But Juneau Police Department is a very competitive pay organization. We care very much about our community. It's a great place to work. So anybody with that interest should certainly come apply.
And building on that, and I may have asked you about this and before, but what kind of person makes a good police officer?
Well, it takes all kinds. All kinds of people are really good police officers, mostly the ones that are community oriented. that want to serve their community, be a part of things. You'd be a great police officer. You got great communication skills.
I don't think I could pass the physical agility test.
Yeah, there's some days I have a hard time too. But yeah, we're looking for, you know, pretty much anybody of interest or has an interest in that. But community oriented folks usually do the best. They have a, you know, desire to serve and, you know, help their fellow man, as it were.
And I think I've heard words like flexibility.
Yeah.
There can be some long
creativity.
Days. Yeah. And creativity as well.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of that. Being able to think outside the box. The hours, I do agree, those are probably a little bit difficult for some folks because we're a 24/7, 365 organization. So it can make it difficult.
Okay. Is there anything else on your radar, Lieutenant Erickson?
Well, on my radar, no, not so much. Just getting prepared for these things, and well, your next guest, obviously, but
getting ready for the plant sale.
Yeah, she gave me a plant sale thing. I'll give her an introduction. She's on her way in here next.
Well, thank you for coming on the show, Lieutenant Scott Erickson. It seems like Facebook is becoming a great way to communicate with the police department.
It is one of our. One of our methodologies is the Facebook. We do update a lot of stuff on Facebook. I forget. You can just find it, Juneau Police on Facebook. But then also our website has a lot of information. It's the Juneau.org, I believe, is where it's at.
And if the good old-fashioned way, if somebody wants to call you, how can they do that?
Just call the regular business line. It's I believe it's 500-0600. And you'll get a chance to talk to somebody in there and ask questions if you have them.
And, of course, if you have an emergency?
911.
Okay. Lieutenant Scott Erickson, as part of our monthly check-in with the Juneau Police Department, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.